Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, this month, the Tufts Daily, the student newspaper at Tufts University, published two opinion pieces that criticized Anthony Scaramucci. Now, Scaramucci's a Tufts alum, and he's a member of the advisory board of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy. And yes, he's also probably best known for his 10-day stint as White House communications director before he got let go by President Trump. Now, Scaramucci is, of course, a controversial person. Camilo Caballero, the Tufts student writer, characterized him as, quote, unethical and a man who, quote, sold his soul in contradiction to his own purported beliefs. In response, Anthony Scaramucci's attorney sent a letter to the Tufts Daily threatening to sue for defamation, and he demanded the student newspaper retract statements, those statements, and issue an apology. Well, Tufts University, in response to that, postponed a scheduled event with Scaramucci that was supposed to take place tonight until, quote, these pending legal matters are resolved. Now, we reached out both to Tufts and to Scaramucci. They declined our interview request, so let's turn to Barton Carter. He's a professor of communications and law at Boston University. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
I'm glad to have you because we kind of wanted to find out where is the line when it comes to things like student newspapers or media in general between expressions of opinion and defamation. How do we define defamation to begin with?
Well, first of all, defamation is basically a factual allegation, a false factual allegation that is injurious to reputation.
Okay. And so there has to be fact behind it. And when there's a question about whether or not things are fact-based, how do you resolve that?
Well, that's not always that easy. At one time, the courts, in fact, were treating a real dividing line between fact and opinion, and each court had its own definition of when something was fact or opinion. That sort of subsided, but now it's more a general just look at it. I hate to say it in some ways, it's almost I know it when I see it. But perhaps a good line is it provably false?
Hmm. Okay. Well, so in the letter that Anthony Scaramucci's lawyers sent to the Tufts Daily, they claimed that his business was already being harmed by the existence of these op-eds from the student newspaper.
Well, that may be. That would go to damages and possibly showing that it had a defamatory meaning. But you still have to get through several other areas. One, you have to prove that there were actual factual allegations. In addition, because he's a public figure, he has to show that they either knew the statements were false or that they had serious doubts about the statements at the time they were made. And they have to. He has to prove that by clear and convincing evidence, which is actually a higher standard than a typical civil suit.
So how hard is it to prove that then?
Very.
Okay.
Which is why various politicians, who tend to sometimes take, shall we say, umbrage at what's talked about, have complained bitterly about this so-called Sullivan rule. It comes from Times v. Sullivan originally. And that goes back to Billy Bulger and most recently, you know, Donald Trump. President Trump was saying how they needed to change the law because it is very, very difficult to win that kind of case.
Right. You know, we spoke with another attorney with expertise in defamation lawsuits a little earlier today, and that attorney suggested to us that the Tufts student newspaper may be able to argue, if this does end up in court, we should be clear, Scaramucci is threatening a lawsuit. He hasn't filed anything yet. He's threatening.
It's a lot easier to threaten.
Yes, exactly. But if this ended up in court, the Tufts student newspaper might be able to claim that Anthony Scaramucci's reputation is libel-proof because it's already been so badly damaged by publicity surrounding, you know, everything from his expletive-laden New Yorker interview to his 10-day stint as White House communications director. Does that seem to, could that hold water?
Yeah, actually, it could. I mean, one final aspect is to recover anything, you've got to show damages. So the question is, how much was his reputation harmed? And when you say somebody's libel-proof, what you're essentially saying is their reputation is already so bad that you really couldn't harm it anymore.
Hmm. Now, we should note that this whole controversy at Tufts with Anthony Scaramucci comes amid a push or a petition to remove him from the Fletcher School Advisory Board. I mean, do you think that has anything to do with this, or is that sort of a separate and apart from the issues that Scaramucci's lawyers are bringing up?
Well, I think it may have something to do with his motivation. I mean, normally, in fact, an article like this would be better ignored than having threats and so on. I mean, how many people were aware of that op-ed piece prior to his threatening to sue?
Probably far fewer than are now, right?
Yeah, I mean, he has made it a much bigger story. And normally, in defamation, that's not generally what you want. So there has to be some motivation. Now, sometimes it's people just get angry, and even if their lawyers were to tell them, you don't have a real case here, you can't really win, they just say, well, they said this about me, I've got to do it, you know. Emotion overrules logic in some cases.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we mentioned, we did reach out to Tufts University with an interview request, and they declined, but they did send us a statement, and the statement says, "We're disappointed that Mr. Scaramucci has taken this action. The university has been working to facilitate a conversation that had been scheduled for Monday evening between Fletcher School students and Mr. Scaramucci about his background experience and the petition calling for his removal from the Board of Advisors. In light of recent developments, we are postponing the event until these pending legal matters are solved." Now, Barton Carter, you're a professor of communications and law. Do you think Tufts made the right move in canceling the appearance, or should they have gone forward and let Anthony Scaramucci have his say, and students likewise have their say to him?
Well, I think often when somebody's threatening to sue you, you figure there's probably not a reasonable side conversation to take place. I mean, it's almost as though he's basically trying to intimidate as opposed to discuss. Mm. You know, if he just wanted to have the conversation, he could certainly have done so. And he sort of triggered this by, you know, threatening lawsuits.
So what's your message? What's the teachable moment here for young journalists who might be wondering whether or not they should write strongly worded op-eds about any politician?
Well, I guess the answer is, if you're going to be a real journalist, sometimes, you know, you have to expect these things to happen. The whole point of these protections in defamation is to limit what they say chilling effect on reporting and discussion. So if any time somebody threatens, you decide, well, I can't publish anything, then effectively they've succeeded. They have silenced you. And, you know, this is unfortunately part of a problem today. It's a balance between discussion of public affairs protected by the First Amendment and a state's right to protect the reputation of its citizens. And the Supreme Court has said that the First Amendment interest is a very strong one, which is why it's so difficult for a public official or public figure to win a suit of this type.
Right. Well, Barton Carter is a professor of communications and law at Boston University. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.